Epilogue. Extract from the Evening Shout. We regret to announce the death of Lady Westholme, MP, the result of a tragic accident. Lady Westholme, who was fond of travelling in out-of-the-way countries, always took a small revolver with her. She was cleaning this when it went off accidentally and killed her. Death was instantaneous. The deepest sympathy will be felt for Lord Westholme, etc., etc. On a warm June evening, 5 years later, Sarah Boynton and her husband sat in the stalls of a London theatre. The play was Hamlet. Sarah gripped Raymond's arm as Ophelia's words came floating over the footlights. "How should I your true love know? From another one. By his cockle hat and staff, and his sandal shoon. He is dead and gone, lady. He is dead and gone. At his head a grass-green turf, at his heels a stone. Oh-ho!" A lump rose in Sarah's throat. That exquisite, witless beauty, that lovely, unearthly smile of one gone beyond trouble and grief to a region where only a floating mirage was truth. Sarah said to herself, "She's lovely." That haunting, lilting voice, always beautiful in tone, but now disciplined and modulated to be the perfect instrument. Sarah said with decision as the curtain fell at the end of the act, "Ginny's a great actress, a great, great actress." Later, they sat round a supper table at the Savoy. Ginevra, smiling, remote, turned to the bearded man by her side. "I was good, wasn't I, Theodore?"
"You were wonderful, Cherie."
A happy smile floated on her lips. She murmured, "You always believed in me. You always knew I could do great things, sway multitudes." At a table not far away, the Hamlet of the evening was saying gloomily,
"Her mannerisms. Of course, people like it just at first, but what I say is, it's not Shakespeare. Did you see how she ruined my exit?"
Nadine, sitting opposite Ginevra, said, "How exciting it is to be here in London with Ginny acting Ophelia and being so famous." Ginevra said softly, "It was nice of you to come over." "A regular family party," said Nadine, smiling as she looked around. Then she said to Lennox, "I think the children might go to the matinee. Don't you? They're quite old enough, and they do so want to see Aunt Ginny on the stage." Lennox, a sane, happy-looking Lennox with humorous eyes, lifted his glass.
"To the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Cope."
Jefferson Cope and Carol acknowledged the toast.
"The unfaithful swain," said Carol, laughing. "Jeff, you'd better drink to your first love, as she's sitting right opposite you."
Raymond said gaily, "Jeff's blushing. He doesn't like being reminded of the old days."
His face clouded suddenly. Sarah touched his hand with hers, and the cloud lifted. He looked at her and grinned.
"Seems just like a bad dream."